This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And since many Americans are concerned with the state of things, it seems the tension between parties and their voters may not be easing up anytime soon. Here's Larry Kane.
First, the Republicans in power. The House and Senate has little independence these days. Leadership, according to our regional insiders, is confused and concerned about mixed messages on Ukraine, mass Social Security staff firings by the Musk machine, and big cutbacks in aid to veterans. This is a problem. With two houses of Congress without power, there's a vacuum of what's happening and when. And the people, who are the real power, seem irritated by the lack of clarity. It's easy to blame the White House, but members of Congress are unsure of Medicaid cuts. Medicaid, or parts of it, is used by 77 million people in red and blue states. Then there's the national media's obsession with Democrats. It seems like there's a press autopsy every day on what happened to the Democrats. The Dems did well in the U.S. House, though. The Republicans now have the smallest Republican majority since 1931. This past week, a raised eyebrow moment for Pennsylvania Democrats. Texas Congressman Al Green interrupted President Trump's speech. He was censured by the House. 10 Democrats voting for censure, including Chrissy Houlihan from Chester County. Last year, the GOP's Marjorie Taylor Greene repeatedly screamed during President Biden's State of the Union. The Congresswoman, nor the Democrats, called for a vote of censure. This year, her vote, like it or not, and the other nine, showed the Democrats may have a hard time uniting. She filed an answer to a reporter's question online by saying, "We have rules," and adding she doesn't want America to look like a banana republic. Larry Kane, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.